And the weather, much cooler today with some rain expected.
Alan to read the weather?
Yeah, do you want to have a go, Al?
He can't speak. He's just watched my roller coaster video.
Go on, Al, go. Weather. Do the weather now, go.
Much cooler today.
Much cooler.
With rain expected across most parts of it, Scotland. There you go.
Dominic, another weather, please.
Much cooler today. Some rain expected across most parts of Scotland, Northern Ireland and Northern England. There will be some lighter showers for Wales and Southern England and a few sunny spells as well. Almost exactly 5 minutes past eight.
I don't know who's funnier, you or Ollie.
The video is me teaching you Romeo and Juliet on a roller coaster, sat next to Ollie Mertz. Now...
Is it complimentary and flattering, would you say?
Me and Ollie deliberately put on funny faces. Yeah. That's what I'd like to say now.
Can I do a face for both Ollie and Chris, right? Yeah. Okay. This is slightly visual. Sorry, everyone. This is Ollie. This is Chris.
Ollie's bottom lip is like...
How that became so loose, I don't know.
I have warned you that I'm trying to hold a piece of paper with the subject on, but I also have to hold on.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, the roller coaster goes up vertically and then drops.
Yeah.
There's no climb. You just go straight up and then straight down and then you're off. That's my excuse, by the way.
But these shots on a roller coaster are seldom complimentary, are they?
You've never seen anybody looking good on a roller coaster.
Watch how Chris gets brave for about 3 seconds and gives it another shot and then gives up and goes, no way.
Right, whatever. So, the video's on the website. We'll play the audio in about 10 minutes. But first...
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz.
Right, it's time to talk about...
You're just
about...
stalling, that's what you're doing.
No, I'm not.
It's almost as if we're not entirely ready for this
next
junction.
Have we talked for so long, Alan? Do I need to play another record?
No,
we need to play your video, please.
So can we watch live now as we...
Oh, is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, because I think it would be good for us, like so many people who may be in front of a computer currently, to share in this experience together, in fact, at the same time, even. It's kind of what together mean.
Look...
If you're at home and you want to see the video, I've also tweeted it on the Chris Moll Show Twitter account.
That's really nice of you.
Let's get
it
out
of
there.
I haven't even started, and already it's funny.
Don't play it yet.
We're not playing it. It's just the picture.
Literally, the screen grab on the front where it says click to play is already funny.
Ollie looks like he's been stung by a wasp on his bottom lip, doesn't it? It's all swollen up.
He's got a proper Jamie Oliver bottom
it's
lip.
Amazing.
All right, so Amanda in Manchester said, "I've just watched Ollie's revision video and Alan's face is hysterical." Well, wait till you see Ollie's face in this video. I am teaching the subject. I am teaching Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
On the saw ride. This is all to promote revision on Radio 1 and 1 Extra on Bite Size, which is a website, BBC website, to help you revise. Gives you loads of tips and helps you with subjects. And if you heard our celebrity Raspberry caller earlier, they endorsed it. Kind of.
Yep. Well, Scott Mills yesterday.
Scott Mills yesterday.
Really endorsed it too.
Everybody's right behind it. The BBC Bite Size site will help you with hundreds of revision topics, whether it's GCSEs, A-level standards or highers, whatever. So it's just got nice little tips on there and some funny videos. I mean, the ironic thing is, to help you with your revision, we're now asking you to sit and waste time watching videos on the Radio 1 website
this
of us on roller
reward.
Coasters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
this
it can be a reward.
I foresee a little problem, Alad, and that is the fact that we haven't seen this video yet.
No.
And so the first time we watch it, I think it's going to be difficult for us to try and spot facts when we're trying to laugh at Chris's face.
Well, you'd be pleased to know, Dave.
It will be difficult for you to spot facts because I don't say a lot.
Okay.
You'll be pleased to know the majority of the fact, the majority of the facts come out before the roller coaster properly kicks in.
Okay, good.
So there's a calm before the storm. It goes round in a semicircle.
Yeah.
You'll see on the video, and then it goes upwards.
Yeah.
Vertically up, and then. You go over the top and you drop.
And okay. The subject is Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
And I should probably point that out because you might not even know that when you hear the audio.
Fine.
So, okay, you ready to press play on the video?
Yeah.
All right.
It's your revision for English literature.
That's right.
I did English literature.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, when you're ready, as soon as your video is playing, tell me and I'll play the audio.
Okay.
And if you want to watch the video online, it's on the homepage right now at 8:21 in the morning. Me and Ollie Mers on the roller coaster, me trying to teach you Romeo and Juliet.
Okay. Three, two, one, go.
I hate the fact that my bum comes out of my seat.
Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet fall in love, but they come from families who hate one another. They know they won't be allowed to marry, so instead they do it in secret. But before their wedding night... Game over, yeah. Thank you. But before their wedding night, Romeo kills Juliet's cousin in a duel, and in the morning, he's forced to leave. If he ever comes back to the city, he'll be put to death. Oh my God, we're going upside down. Since Juliet's parents don't know she's married Romeo to Romeo, they picked her a husband, and they're going to tell her to... No! I can't read it! No! Right, hang on. So... Right. Okay. So, Juliet and Romeo, they blew it. I'm trying. And they all live happily ever after. Oh no, they die. They all die. Sorry, they're dead. The end.
There you go. So that's Romeo and Juliet as taught to you by myself.
Beautiful.
On a roller coaster with Ollie Murs.
Yeah, there's something for everyone there, isn't there?
Was there a ghost on the ride as well? Who was going...
there was a ghost on the ride. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to play yours, you big crybaby. Two goes and yeah, there's some John's ambulance out.
Some jumbulance?
Yeah, jumbulance out with smelling salts.
I want to meet St. Jumbulance.
Yeah, he sounds amazing.
The patron saint dressed in yellow.
I think I met him during the Great North Run. He gave me a rub down. Yeah, St. Jumbulance.
Right, so when do you want to do the questions?
I can ask them now.
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay, hang on a second. Now, you think you know about Romeo and Juliet? Probably not. Here come the questions. Play along at home. See if I manage to teach you anything.
Right. Question one. Why can't Romeo and Juliet be together? Question two.
Hang about. Yeah.
What won't they be allowed to do?
Just one answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a bit of a prude.
Question three. Why is Romeo forced to leave the city?
Oh.
It's visa issues, wasn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Question four.
Do you know what? I learnt more than I thought.
What happens if he comes back to the city? Question five.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to Romeo and Juliet in the end? Bonus question.
I think I made that very clear.
What does Chris hate about roller coasters?
Do I say that in the audio?
I don't know.
Oh. So there you go, that's Romeo and Juliet. Five questions. We'll play a song and then we'll come back and have the answers and find out if anybody actually learned anything from me and Ollie Murs and Invisible Richard, who I was very upset and shouted no at.
Oh, Richard! No!
The strong, the mighty. The
forces... Tiny Temper and Wonder Man. Play that for you if you're called Richard.
Oh, Richard! No!
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. Or if you call Richard Wonderman.
Mm. Tina has now watched the video four times. She can't stop watching it. They laugh at Ollie Murs and then they suddenly realise that I make a bad face and they laugh at me.
You have to watch it twice. Yeah, one for you, one for Ollie.
Yeah.
Dominic, at least.
Dominic, Dave and Tina merely just watching the video on a loop and laughing, pointing and laughing.
That's because it's funny, that's why.
It's so funny.
Blooming made me laugh. Richard was brilliant. He didn't make a sound, though, did he?
Oh, Richard! No!
No! Okay. I got 5 out of 5. I wish you did this when I did my GCSEs. That was funny. I'm getting funny looks as I was laughing out loud on the train. Lynn, I got about 3.
I feel more confident about this quiz than I did with Rob's.
Mm. Yeah.
Lauren is texting saying, I'm 23, I didn't even learn that at school, so thanks very much. Well, hopefully we taught you now.
Mm.
Me on a roller coaster has taught you. Let's find out how we've all done.
Do we have time? Or should we could do it after news and play it again?
No, let's do the answers now.
Go quickly, all right.
And I'll play it again after the news. If you really want to watch the video, it is on the website.
I'll go on there.
But you know what? You don't have to.
All right, question one. Why can't Romeo Apparently and Juliet be together?
Oh, sorry, come on.
Yeah, sure?
No, Mark in London says I get proper northern when I say what happens to them at the end.
Yeah, you do.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
Why can't Romeo and Juliet be together, Dom?
Because their families hate each other.
Tina?
Because their families hate each other.
Dave?
Their families hate each other.
Chris?
They're technically because their families hate each other.
Correct.
Yay!
Yay.
Question number two.
Right.
Why won't they be allowed...
What?
What won't they be allowed to do? Chris?
Marry.
Dom?
Marry and live
Tina?
Together.
Marry.
Dave?
Get married.
Is correct.
Yay! Yay!
Question three. Why is Romeo forced to leave the city? Tina?
Because he kills Juliet's cousin.
Dave?
Because he killed Juliet's cousin.
Dom?
He kills a cousin.
Chris?
He nicked some hot cross buns because he killed Juliet's cousin in a duel.
He kills Juliet's cousin in a duel. This is amazing.
We're good, aren't we? This is the way to revise.
Absolutely the way to
but
revise.
I'm amazed that you're amazed that we can actually remember basic facts.
True. Question number four.
Question number four.
What happens if he comes back to the city? Dave.
He'll be killed.
Dom.
He'll be put to death.
Chris.
They'll shave him and tie him to a lamppost. They'll kill him.
Tina.
He'll be put to death.
He'll be put to death is correct.
Same as killed, though, isn't it?
It is really.
Yeah, it's same thing, really.
Question five. What happens to Romeo and Juliet in the end? Chris.
They all live happily ever after. Oh, no, not the die.
And Dom.
They die.
Tina.
They die.
Dave.
They all die till they're dead.
Is correct.
Oh, shit.
No!
Bonus question. Yeah. What does Chris hate about roller coasters?
I know.
Dave?
His bum falls out of the seat.
Is correct.
Yay. There you go. Thank you very much. But it does. You know, on that video, there's a bit before that. You know when the video starts and we're outside, you start inside.
Mm.
And I don't know, I'll give too much away in case people want to go on the ride. Mm. But there's a bit where you're going along quite nicely and then you just roll.
Yeah.
Like that. And you come out your seat completely, don't you? Which, for me, that's hard to do.
Well, yeah.
Sure, especially when you're strapped in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we all got 5 out of 5.
So six out of six.
Have we got have we got full marks now?
Yeah. Two days running.
2 days. We are on fire.
Do you know, people, I think, often think that we're stupid and a little bit lowbrow, and I think that we have proved that, in fact, we're quite intelligent.
No, what you've proved is revision works.
There you go. That's what I meant.
In bite-size amounts.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not as stupid as people. We're not as childish and stupid as people think we are. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we play it one more time after the news? I want to hear it. What are you drawing, Chris?
Pair of boobs. Right, one more time on the video.
Yes, please.
You're going to watch it as well?
Yes. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And also, please don't be childish and retweet the link to the video to everyone who follows you, because that'd be really childish and Chris would hate it.
Terrible, that would.
Oh, don't. Why are you being like that?
Well, it's very funny, come on.
Okay, so me on a roller coaster, teaching you all about Romeo and Juliet. And by the way, I did an amazing job, really, because everybody got 5 out of 5.
True.
The video's on the website if you want to watch it. Me and Ollie look like two kids off Jim Will Fix It. But anyway, there you go.
I hate the fact that my bum comes out of my seat.
Yeah, forget that bit.
Romeo and Juliet fall in love, but they come from families who hate one another. They know they won't be allowed to marry, so instead they do it in secret. But before their wedding night... Game over, yeah. Thank you. But before their wedding night, Romeo kills Juliet's cousin in a duel, and in the morning he's forced to leave. If he ever comes back to the city, he'll be put to death. Oh my God, we're going upside down. Since Juliet's parents don't know she's married, Romeo to Romeo, they picked her a husband, and they're going to tell her to... No! Right, hang on. So... Right. Okay. So, Juliet and Romeo, they blew it. I'm trying. And they all live happily ever after. Oh, no, they die. They all die. Sorry. They're dead at the end.
There you go. It's on the website if you want to watch my video. I could stay for-